We've got just a few minutes left. I would like to welcome to the show Marielle Nanasi. She is the Executive Director of New Energy Economy. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you for having me.
So you are just coming hot off of a victory at the New Mexico Supreme Court yesterday. What happened, and fill us in on the background?
As many of your listeners know, the Environmental Improvement Board adopted our petition to curb greenhouse gas emissions.
Last year,
in 2010, it was a rule then. Then we sought to have it published, as is the normal course, but Governor Martinez stepped in and tried to halt it from being published. We filed a case in front of the Supreme Court then, and got her overturned. We were the first victory against her. And they ruled, hey, she's not above the law, and she's got to publish our rule. But she campaigned against reducing carbon emissions, and she said, I will do anything in my power to get rid of this regulation.
So the stepping even a step back from that, this is all about climate change and carbon pollution, carbon footprint, and basically regulating very large industries.
The largest.
The largest industries in the state of New Mexico, so that they, over the course of years, starting, what, I think,
in
two or 3 years from now.
2013.
Begin to reduce their carbon footprint.
Technically, it's 3% a year below their 2010 levels. And clearly, PNM, who's the largest carbon polluter in New Mexico, they are responsible for more than half of all of carbon pollution that causes global warming, but also, and very significantly...
In the state.
Thank you. But also, significant local pollution. The asthma rates in San Juan area are some of the highest asthma rates in the entire country, and why it's directly related to PNM's coal plant.
Not to mention mercury. There's a lot more we can go into, but we, like I said, we only have a few minutes left. So this rule was published.
And then PNM, rightfully, as is their right, appealed to the appellate court saying they didn't like the rule. And then at first, the very first thing they did was they filed a motion to stay and said, hey, you know what? We think we're going to beat you in the legislature. So appellate court, don't rule on this case yet. And they tried. They filed seven bills to try to repeal the carbon regulation rule. We defended it, and we won. And we actually defended the other, along with a number of other environmental and advocacy organizations. We prevented the rollback of all the environmental protections in New Mexico.
We being our elected officials, elected by the people of the state of New Mexico.
Correct. And then what happened next was... New Energy Economy, the stay was lifted in the appellate court, and then New Energy Economy sought to intervene in the appellate court and said, hey, okay, we're here to defend the rule. And the EIB, the new EIB...
The new Environmental Improvement Board.
...that Governor Martinez appointed, and she canned... That was one of the very first things that she did when she became governor. She canned the old Environmental Improvement Board, and she appointed a new Environmental Improvement Board after they... ostensibly passed a litmus test saying that they would throw out our carbon rule. And so the PNM and the EIB fought our intervention in the appellate court. And we were like, really? We were a party below. We wrote this rule. We were the petitioner. We actually presented over 200 hours of technical testimony, economic and scientific testimony. And the board found that it was, you know, good for... the people of New Mexico, and the appellate court said, no, you can't intervene. So we filed what's called a writ of superintendent control, which is a fancy way of just saying we filed an appeal to the New Mexico Supreme Court saying, hey, we got to participate in this appeal.
Because somebody needs to defend the rule capping carbon pollution.
Exactly. The PNM and EIB are against the rule. Who's there to defend the rule?
It's ironic that the Environmental Improvement Board, which is supposed to improve the environment, was on the same side as the people who are polluting the environment.
Yes, that's a problem. And we alleged collusion. And we said that's why we need to be in the case, because both of the parties were on the same side. And as a matter of fact...
Government and industry on the same side? Why, I'm shocked.
And in fact, they started to mediate the case they did mediate the case, and in fact, they quote unquote agreed to resolve the case, telling PNM, "Why don't you just go file a new petition in front of us?" And we appealed to the Supreme Court. And yesterday, in the Supreme Court, there was some really interesting questions by the justices, and the Chief Justice specifically asked, who is going to defend the rule if New Energy Economy is not allowed to intervene? We have an adversarial process here. Before it was environment versus industry. Now there's just industry and the government who are on the same side. And this is like one hand clapping. And New Energy Economy, we were victorious in front of the Supreme Court. They ruled from the bench in a 5-0 unanimous decision that New Energy Economy would be allowed to intervene in the appeal, and therefore, just like you said before, that we are in the position now of being able to protect and preserve the rule on appeal.
So what happens next?
Well, there's going to be more back and forth in the appeals process. We think that we stand a really good chance in the appellate court, because the standard of review is, did the agency abuse its discretion, which we think is the answer is overwhelming no, they didn't abuse their discretion, and was there substantial evidence that was put forth, that was submitted before them? And again, we took a long time. There was lots of public testimony. There was a lot of economic testimony. There was a lot of scientific testimony that said that this rule will benefit New Mexicans.
Marielle Nanasi is Executive Director of New Energy Economy. They're on the web at newenergyeconomy.org. And we hope to have you back for updates as all of this moves forward. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org. Thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe, and my email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Stay tuned for the BBC, then local news, then jazz.